Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
Now we're going to go into our go time. Hi, my name is Franklin. I'm a member here, and it stands for Global Outreach, where we talk about what's going on locally and globally, what Impact is doing in those areas. And the reason we kind of do this is because you know, everybody's working or going to school, and we just want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. So if there is something that that might be God tugging at your heart that he wants you to do, and you see it here, we want you to let us know, and let us know that that's something that you want to get be a part of. And so so today we're actually going to be praying for our city, for Fredericksburg. Last week we prayed for the unreached, and today we're gonna focus on here locally. So I kind of came up with, or Brandon came up and with a little way that to help us do that. And the next slide they'll put it up, and it's FRET. Make it easy, right? The prayer points are going to be Fredericksburg, residents, education, and disengaged. And we're going to get into each one of those as we continue. But the things that we're going to be praying for, you know, just to help people that God uses them to, not uses them, but helps them understand their sin. I'm going to bring Wes up. to help us guide us through this prayer. So the first one is Fredericksburg, and you know, obviously we're praying for our city, but when we mean Fredericksburg, we're talking about city officials, first responders, anybody in that kind of area for when we mention Fredericksburg. So it's a good way for you guys to know who you're praying for. Easy reminder for them.
Yeah, we're told in the Bible multiple times to pray for our leaders, to pray for the city that we live in so that we can live in peace, and to pray that we can have not only people of peace, but opportunities to share the gospel. This is something that Paul talks about a lot in the New Testament as he's talking to the different churches, but it's also something that comes from the Old Testament, where we see Jeremiah tell the Israeli exiles as they're headed off to Babylon to, like, settle down, to build houses, to have homes, to have families, because God is going to take you there, and he's putting you there for a purpose. And so we believe that God has brought us to Fredericksburg for a reason and for a purpose, and it's to spread his name and to advance the gospel. And so one way that we get to do that is we get to pray for our city, to pray for our leaders, to pray for the people around us, to pray for the people that serve us, like first responders and all of the different types of people that help our city operate. And we pray for peace, because we know that when there's peace in the city, that not only does that peace extend to us, but that gives us more opportunity to speak the gospel.
So. Yeah. And then R stands for the residents, right? So your community, your neighborhood, where you work, you know, places that you serve, you know, all those people that you come across on a daily basis.
We also think about the people that live in Fredericksburg that don't live in our neighborhoods, because we've talked a lot that there is a huge refugee population and a huge international population right here in Fredericksburg. There are pockets all around our city of people from all of different nations who are coming here and who are making this place home. And so we want to pray for them, and we want to pray for opportunities to continue to engage them. So, for example, our church has two different arms of ESL that we are doing right now to help partner with nations that right now need to to be served. And one of the best ways that we can do that is help them teach English. We have an option where we are serving at the Hazel Hill Apartments, where we're working mainly with Middle Eastern refugees and helping them learn English. And then we have another option with a sister church where who are serving mainly Hispanic or Spanish-speaking people. And that's been a really cool thing to be able to see where we've been able to see people from 4, 5, 6, 7 different nations all speaking different languages coming together to, one, hear the gospel, because that's why we do it, to share the gospel, but also, two, to get something that helps them in this moment. It meets a need where they get to learn English too. And so it's something that we get to continue to be a part of, and we get to pray for more workers and more laborers and more people who can come to know English and come to know Jesus.
Yeah, so is there, you know, you mentioned the ESL, is there something where life changes happen?
Yeah, we have stories of where we have seen people come through ESL, because this is our second year we are doing it as a church, where people, one, have heard the gospel for the very first time. When they come in, they did not know who Jesus was, and they get to hear, because every week we tell them a different story from the Gospel of Mark. And so if, as they stick with us as we go through, we get to tell the whole gospel story. We've seen people who, because they've come to ESL and because we've been able to build relationships with them, we've also been able to help them in different ways, whether that's finding different jobs or getting into college or getting into other ways that helps them continue to grow and continue to make this place their home. The other thing that I think is really interesting and I think really has been impactful for me is that as we sit down to teach English, we get to hear people's stories and hear people who will tell you, I'm the only one from my family here. The rest of my family is in Bolivia, or the rest of my family is in El Salvador, or the rest of my family is in Nicaragua, and I don't have anybody. And so that gives us an opportunity to be the church and to be family to people that don't have family here. And we get to do that and in the same way, show them that in Christ, they have access to a family that is beyond nations and beyond borders. They get to be part of the family of Christ. And so it's been really cool.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. And you know, if there's that's something that you may want to get plugged in, just let Wes or I know, and we'll plug you in. E stands for education, so that's the you know from college down to kindergarten or preschool or little schools, and that's that's including the students, the teachers, the admin staff, you know, everybody that's involved in the education system. You know, we're involved in a couple different ministries at Mary Washington, and so so all that is kind of part of that education system.
Yeah, we want to pray for the education system and for our educators and for our students, because if you think about it, the most the biggest time of development that we have as people is the time that we are typically in school. I'm sure that we could go around here and we could all share great stories of middle school and how awesome that was and how life-changing. the thing is, though, is that we remember that if we know that this is a time where people are being developed and people are being formed into the people they're going to be, the question that we get to answer as a church is, who's in charge of the forming? Is it Jesus? Is it the church? Or is it going to be the world who helps kind of influence a lot of those things? And so we need to pray for our church. We need to pray for our church, but we need to pray for our schools, and we need to pray for our kids, and we need to pray for our teachers, that they can, one, be bold in the gospel, but two, that they can be formed in a way that continues to help shape them into the people that God wants them to be. And that doesn't start in high school. That doesn't start with teenagers. That starts with preschoolers. That starts with our nursery right back there, because every Sunday they hear the gospel, even in the baby room. We have to form them, and they have to be formed by who the gospel is and who Jesus is. And so if we're not praying for them, we can't be mad when the educational system doesn't do what we think that it should do, because the only way that can happen that is with Jesus.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sorry. And that's good. And D stands for disengaged. So that's people that came to church but stopped coming, people that have been hurt by the church, or, you know.
Yeah. Disengage your people that maybe know Jesus or don't know who Jesus is, but are not engaged at all with the church. Those are people that maybe have heard of Jesus or haven't heard of Jesus. But these are people that right now, and I think that it's even some of our stories here in this room, where at one time we were far away and did not know who Jesus was, but he has brought us near. And so that's what we pray for. We pray that God helps bring them near and that we get to go meet them there and draw them near to Jesus.
Great. So I'm gonna leave 30 seconds for you guys to pray, and then I'll close this after the 30 seconds. But it's really want the whole church to engage in prayer for all these groups. Pray for them to understand their sin, for opportunities for you to get engaged in your area, and open hearts for those that hear the gospel. All right, so let's pray.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@impactfxbg.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.